Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News du Jour. Welcome to News du Jour. You may be wondering, why am I, Annie Bowles, here hosting this podcast? I usually start by telling people I'm a political baby. You see, my parents met working on Capitol Hill. By the time I was two, I had been in my first political commercial and even got lost crawling around the West Wing. Don't worry, Al Gore found me. My family then moved abroad when I was nine, and I attended an international school in Brussels with kids from all over the world. And it is this type of global perspective that I also bring to our show. I graduated from American University in DC after studying political science and art history, as well as interning on both sides of Capitol Hill. I even interned down the hall from where my parents met. I'm now pursuing a professional certificate in journalism at NYU in conjunction with Rolling Stone magazine. I guess I was always that friend in the group who cared deeply about not just what was going on politically, but also globally. I often kept my own friends informed through high school and into young adulthood, so I guess I've always done a version of this show. I'm genuinely passionate about following the news, and I'm here to break it down for you guys every weekday. We always strive to be a calmer space to get your news. Or, as one listener put it, like getting your news from a well-informed bestie. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, guys, today is the House committee hearing for Senate Bill 1470. I am headed to the Capitol this morning, and I will be updating my Instagram stories as soon as we have results. Now, just as a reminder, a bill can be discussed at length in committee. It can take a long time, weeks even. And if it takes too long, it can kill the bill. But the reason that we think our bill will go pretty fast is because we've been through this process before. If you guys remember, this bill was originally introduced in the House in a different version. We've talked about it before. They've talked about it before. So hopefully this time we are all on the same page. Eccles, our House author, seemed optimistic that the language would pass quickly without any changes. But we will see. And we will definitely keep you guys posted. If you've enjoyed this process of watching a bill go through its journey of becoming a law, definitely write in and let us know. And of course, if you have any questions, let us know. I hope this is giving you guys deeper insight into how laws are made. And I hope that I hear from one of you guys in the future that this inspired you to take action to create a law you wanted to see in your state, Oklahoma, or otherwise. I am so inspired to be taking you guys along on this journey. And if this passes, it is going to be a huge moment for celebration. We have a ton of other sort of projects to do with this bill in the works. So stay tuned. Events, you know, articles coming out. So again, there's a lot in the works, and I really hope you guys will follow along with this journey. And thank you for following along thus far. So today we have one mini story and then three longer stories. Let's jump in. For our mini story today, the search effort was called off for the six missing in the bridge collapse. Given the nature of the accident, they were all presumed dead, and actually two of the bodies were discovered right as I sat down to record this. That said, the Coast Guard has said that they plan to give it their all, trying to recover all of the remains in an effort to get the families as much closure as possible, wishing them Godspeed and wishing these families healing. For our first longer story today, the bird flu is spreading, you guys, to cows. Now in the United States, cattle are becoming sick with the same flu that has been plaguing chickens and other birds. If you guys remember, this avian flu was one of several factors driving up the price of eggs as of late. Well, now this virus has jumped species. Sick cattle have been reported in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico, primarily in older cows. Symptoms include less of an appetite, a fever, and a dramatic drop in their milk production. Luckily, there have been very few reports of death, according to the USDA. However, in a few cases, the virus was detected in milk from these infected cows. But luckily, the process of pasteurization is believed to eliminate this virus, and they were saying that basically the milk that had this virus in it was really abnormal in the first place and would have been discarded anyway for not being the right consistency, things like that. Specifically, officials for the USDA said, quote, "At this stage, there is no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or that this circumstance poses a risk to consumer health," end quote. And outside experts seem to agree. Everyone has been on board in saying that there is nothing to worry about here. Scientists are currently studying the virus, though, hoping to gain some insight into the disease in order to better understand any potential for risk. We will definitely keep you guys posted. Next up for today, the California legislature passes Proposition 1, but barely. So, as I'm sure you guys are aware, the state of California has a homelessness problem. There's just no way around it. Whether it's the nice weather, lax laws, or caring people in that state that have caused it to spiral out of control, it's hard to say. But one thing is for sure. Local government has struggled to combat this pervasive issue. However, just recently, a measure known as Proposition 1 was passed, just barely, in the state. It comes with $6.38 billion in tow to try to address homelessness in California. The state is looking to fund both treatment and housing for the homeless population, and you'd think it would be a no-brainer for the people of California to vote for this, or at least that's what Governor Newsom thought as well. But it turns out counting the votes took over 2 weeks, and the bill only passed by a very narrow margin. So what exactly happened? Well, if you take a look at the map, it's very telling. It shows that the bill garnered a lot less support outside of the cities being affected by the pervasive homelessness. Those living in less populated areas were really not in favor of this measure. The Bay Area and LA overwhelmingly supported it, and some of the northern coast as well, but a large portion of the state simply did not. Primary elections do attract a more conservative electorate who may oppose this type of measure simply because it's put forth by a Democrat governor, Governor Newsom. Turnout overall, though, was very low as well, which can hurt situations like this. But at the end of the day, Proposition 1 did pass, and we will be very interested to see whether or not it helps those experiencing homelessness experience a little more stability. We'll definitely keep you guys posted. And that brings me to our final story for the day. A Scottish trophy is recovered. So you guys know I love a historical and or archaeological moment. And here we are with a nice slow news day for me to lean into one for us. And I had one waiting in the wings for quite some time. This is just a really short story, but towards the end of February, a missing Scottish trophy was found after being MIA for about 95 years. You see, in Scotland, they have something known as the Highland Games, where athletes will compete in events such as tug of war, hammer throwing, and stone carrying. This is all while they are wearing traditional Scottish garb, as I understand it, you know, kilts, knee socks, cloaks, hats. There are live musical performances also involving bagpipes, fiddles, even Gaelic harps, according to cottagesandcastles.uk. The games have existed in different forms for over 1,000 years, you guys, but they took a break for a while between 1935 and 2022. And when the games were being brought back in 2022, they began to search for a missing trophy known as the Rose Bowl. A man by the name of Charles Taylor had won the games in 1926, 1928, and 1929. By winning three, he got to keep the Rose Bowl trophy. And guys, it is gorgeous. It's a wide-mouthed silver vessel that appears in the shape of a large flower and is detailed with floral carvings that look fairly historical based on my art history training. But I could not find more information on the carvings online to date them properly, but that floral vessel sits on a silver stand, and that stand sits on an intricately carved wooden stand with four legs. It is absolutely stunning, but it's very small, and the man who won it could not find it for a while. Eventually, it was recovered at Charles Taylor's grandson's home, and he was honored to return it to the games and entrust it to a future successful Scottish athlete. All's well that ends well, I guess. And that for today is the news du jour. Today, I wanted to leave you guys with the quote, "Never judge by appearances. A rich heart may be under a poor coat." If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use to listen. A rate and review on that platform or a shout out on social media would mean the world to us and help us to be able to keep creating the news du jour and reach more people who need a calmer space to consume the news. But the best way to support all of our work is to become a patron at www.patreon.com/sugarfreemedia, and that is also linked in our show notes. You can follow us on social media at newsdujour.podcast on both Instagram and TikTok. You can follow my personal account at It's Annie Bowles on both platforms as well. Any little noises you may hear in the background are my rescue pup. He has a little separation anxiety and always records with me. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News du Jour.
Broadcasting from